The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Kyle Pankinen. I'm so glad you're joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to talk today about a subject that has great impact on a lot of different health conditions, that being the foods that we eat. And specifically, we're going to talk about food sensitivities. Food is, we all know inherently, intuitively, that food is what we eat is vitally important. The old phrase, you are what you eat, literally is true. I mean, if you're putting, in essence, garbage in, you're going to have a breakdown in the system. But sometimes people are eating foods that maybe are even relatively healthy or are healthy, but sometimes for various reasons, the body has reactions to those foods that we call sensitivities, and we'll explain what a sensitivity is here momentarily. But and that food is a trigger, it's a cause sometimes for the current health condition they're having. So as we dive into today's episode, we'll talk about some common conditions that are linked to food sensitivities. There was I was reading an article recently on food sensitivities, and this article, the doctor quoted in the article that up to 60% of undiagnosed conditions are caused by food sensitivities. In other words, you go to the doctor and you have, you know, maybe a digestive problem or a skin outbreak or maybe migraine headaches, and you have some type of symptom, in other words, but you ask, well, what's causing this? Well, we don't know, but we're going to give you this pill for the symptom. About 60% of the time, according to this doctor, when they don't tell you what the cause is, it's related to a food sensitivity. In other words, something in your diet is triggering or causing your current symptom. So that is huge. That is huge. And so how curious or interesting it is that almost every time we go to the doctor for anything, rarely, if ever, is our diet investigated, or are we even asked, what do we eat, what do we consume on a fairly regular basis, and could that be what is causing the current problem, whatever it is that we're going to the doctor for? And I just want to say that I think this is a huge overlooked, neglected area in healthcare, where in America we're so symptom oriented and we're so concerned about suppressing symptoms. So if you have this pill or this symptom, you take this pill. If you have this other symptom over here, oh, we got the pill for that. And if that causes a side effect, well, we got the pill to cover that up. And don't get me wrong, I'm for symptom relief just as much as the next person. But at some point, in one's health care, it's important to try to identify the cause. And I would propose to you that the diet and food sensitivities is a major, major driver for a lot of health conditions. It is the root cause of many things, and it's rarely, if ever, tested for. And that's an unfortunate thing, and that needs to change in our modern healthcare system. So, root cause. This show is called Treat the Cause. Well, in order to treat the cause, you have to find the root cause. So, I want to explain a little bit about the difference between a allergy and a sensitivity. So, an allergy is most people that have a food allergy, especially, they know it. In other words, this is the person who eats peanuts or shellfish or, you know, some other food, and boy, within minutes to hours, they are miserable. They have whatever their reaction going to be, whether it's severe digestive upset, a headache. Some people even get anaphylactic reactions where they have to have EpiPens. I mean, it can restrict the airway and cut off breathing. And so the people that have it, they're like, wow, if I have whatever food this it is, whatever that might be, peanuts or shellfish or whatever, if I have that, boy, within a short while, I have this reaction. It's predictable. It happens every time I have it. And so a true food allergy really is not that difficult to diagnose in a person because of the fairly quick nature of the reaction. However, a food sensitivity, which affects a different part of the immune system, is different. They have what we call delayed hypersensitivity reaction. In other words, say you had a sensitivity to, say, dairy, cow's milk, and it's a Sunday and you decide, I'm going to go to the local Dairy Queen and I'm going to have a big ice cream cone or a blizzard, and of course that ice cream contains lots of dairy, and you eat it and boy, you feel fine the rest of the day, go on with your normal day. But Tuesday morning you wake up and, oh man, I have a headache today, or boy, my digestive system is really upset today. I have cramping or bloating or constipation or diarrhea or whatever. Or where did this outbreak on my skin come from? That many times is a food sensitivity. A food sensitivity, the reaction with those many times do not show up for 24 to up to 72 hours after the fact. So if you have a sensitivity to a certain food, you may never know it. And that's where testing can be vital to unearth some of these hidden food sensitivities that many of us have. So that's what we're all about in functional medicine. We're all about finding the root cause. We're all about treating the cause. And functional medicine testing, one of the common functional medicine tests we do on people is food sensitivity testing. And we'll talk specifically about how we do that shortly here. But in this introduction, I just want to give you a glimpse or a grasp of how food can affect us, how food sensitivities, why they're many times hidden, and to let you know that this could be a strong contributor to whatever health condition that you have. If you got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com or email us at redrockchiro@centrytel.net. If you look at our website, redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab on there for functional medicine. You will find under that tab information about some of the food sensitivity testing we do. We literally have dozens of different functional medicine tests we can and sometimes do on patients depending on their case, but food sensitivity testing is one of the most common functional medicine tests we do. And so avail yourself to that information. Also, on our website, there is a tab that you can click on for Treat the Cause. And that will take you to the archives of all of our past episodes of Treat the Cause, numerous topics there to look at. So avail yourself to that information. A lot of good topics. And we invite you to indeed look at those. So what we really want to talk about next is what are some of the common health conditions that average everyday people like you and I experience if they have hidden food sensitivities. So let's talk about them. Number one, headaches. especially migraine headaches. There are now several good research studies pointing to food sensitivities as a cause in migraine headaches. Going back to my link to Treat the Cause, you'll find several episodes that we did last year, at least two or three on headaches and the root causes of those. So be a good time to look at those episodes if you're a headache sufferer. But one of the things we talked about on those episodes was the fact that food sensitivities are a definite root cause, acknowledged in research studies as contributing or causing many forms of headaches, but especially migraines. And again, you can have a food sensitivity and eat whatever food it is that you're sensitive to and not have that headache sometimes for 2 or 3 days after the fact. So, and if it's a food that you eat frequently or is in your diet a lot, you might be one of those people that gets frequent headaches. Number two, and I see this one in chiropractic practice all the time, people come into me with various joint pain, inflammation, and many of them say, well, I've been tested, I don't have rheumatoid arthritis, I've had some x-rays taken, and boy, you know, the doctor says I don't have that bad of arthritis in my knee or my wrist or whatever joint it is they're hurting, but boy, I get these joint pains, and sometimes they get a little swollen up, and sometimes one day it's in my knee, and then the next day it's maybe in my shoulder, and some days my knuckles and my fingers kind of feel like they're swollen up. That many times is a hidden food sensitivity. You see, when your body is reacting to certain foods and it triggers an immune response in the body, the off product of that, when the immune system is activated, is it causes inflammation in the body. So somebody that has unexplained joint pain or inflammation, many times this is the culprit. I just recently had a patient that had this same presentation. She would come into me and, oh, my shoulder, boy, I got this. And we would check it. Yeah, there was bursitis in her shoulder. It was all inflamed. And we would treat that. And then a couple days later, she'd come in, oh, God, my knee is really bothering me today. And then the next time, it'd be my wrist. And I was like, there's something going on here besides just musculoskeletal injuries or sprains or strains or tendonitis. And so we did food sensitivity testing on her and found she had a severe sensitivity to whey protein, which is a protein found in dairy. So dairy was her big culprit. And as soon as she cleaned dairy up from her diet, within days, her joint pains went away. And they've stayed away, except those rare times when she gets a little weak in her diet and she cheats a little bit. And boom, within 2-3 days, she's got joint pain and inflammation again. So just a short little case study there of a patient, but it gives you an idea of how these food sensitivities can affect people. The third thing I see in a lot of people are skin conditions. Food sensitivities are related to eczema and acne and other conditions too, but especially those two. So this is the teenager who has outbreaks on their face or their neck or their back of acne. And well, sometimes it's hormonal related, I agree with that, but many times it's related to something in their diet that is triggering it. Or the person who gets outbreaks of eczema, maybe on their hands or their arms or their anywhere on the body, many times eczema is related to a food sensitivity. So, you know, You treat these things with topical things and different ointments and different things to treat acne, and you see all these advertisements for all these different things to put on your skin to solve acne. And I don't dispute that those things help, but I want to know what's the root cause. What's causing the skin to outbreak? And food sensitivities, if you have skin problems, food sensitivities is a really good place to check out, because that could be the root cause. Number four, irritable bowel syndrome. This is the person who has maybe chronic constipation, chronic diarrhea, or maybe it alternates. Maybe they some days they're constipated, and then a few days later they have diarrhea, and it kind of alternates back and forth. They eat, and then they sometimes they have a lot of abdominal cramping and upset. And basically, you know, it used to they think this was just related to stress or anxiety, but now we know from studies that's not the case in most instances. A large percentage of cases of irritable bowel syndrome are related to food sensitivities. In other words, something you're putting in your mouth is not agreeing with your system. Your immune system reacts negatively to it, and it throws off your digestion. I can't begin to tell you how many patients I've treated over the years that they go to the gastroenterologist because they have some type of digestive problem, and they do endoscopies and colonoscopies and sigmoidoscopies and abdominal CT scans and abdominal ultrasound, and they find nothing. They don't find any pathology, and to really diagnose what the root cause of the person's digestive upset is. But they never look at the diet. And common sense would tell you and I that if you have a digestive problem, maybe we better check out what this person is putting into their digestive system first. Maybe that would be the simplest solution. And yet it's the very thing that is rarely, if ever, tested for. So I've had numerous patients over the years come to me, "Dr. Kyle, I have this digestive problem. I've had this test. The doctors really don't know what it is, but they gave me this pill that does help with my symptoms." And I say, "Well, let's look at your diet. Let's look at the foods that you're eating to see if any of them are, you have sensitivities to any of them." And voila, we do the test. We figured out what it is they're sensitive to. They clean up their diet and are like, "Wow, my digestive problem is much better," or "it's gone away." And a few $100, a simple food test, and their problem, their root cause has been identified. So any kind of digestive problem can be caused by a food sensitivity, or at least contributed to by a food sensitivity. Other common conditions that we see are asthma. So the kid who keeps getting out our asthma attacks, that maybe they have allergies to airborne things, that's been diagnosed, and that is a common cause, and we test for those. But many times what's overlooked is it's not just an airborne allergy, but they also many times have food sensitivities. And once their diet is cleaned up, many times their breathing improves tremendously. Ear infections. Kids that get recurrent bouts of ear infections. So little Johnny is 6 months old and he gets his first ear infection. Off to the doctor, and here's round one of antibiotics. And it kind of goes away. And then a month or two passes and he's crying and screaming again, and back to the doctor. Got an ear infection again. Here's your next round of antibiotic. And that cycle builds and repeats. And little Johnny always has a runny nose. And he always seems like he's congested. And every time he gets exposed to anybody that has a sickness, he seems to get it. He always seems to have a cold. That, many times, my dear friends, is a food sensitivity. Most commonly to dairy, but I've seen others too. And we have unearth the root cause in many kids where we tested them, found what they've had a sensitivity to, got that food or foods out of their diet, ear infections, frequent runny nose, congestion, it goes away. This is also the kid that always gets the recurrent episodes of sore throats, or always every time, strep, things like that. Many times, that's the underlying trigger of food sensitivity. A couple other things, ADD, ADHD, the kid who can't sit still, he can't concentrate in school, he's got behavior, he or she's got behavioral problems, and many times, what is the trigger causing the hyperactivity or the overreaction is a food sensitivity. And finally, this one might seem a little bizarre, but I've seen many cases of it, bedwetting. You get the 5, 6, 7-year-old boy or girl that's still wet in the bed, and nobody can figure out why. Many times it's a hidden or undiagnosed food sensitivity. So that gives you an idea of some of the common everyday conditions that adults and kids struggle with that are related to what we're talking about. So how do you test for this? Well, in our office, we do a test that's called a Food Safe 95 test or a Food Safe 190 test. 95 is 95 foods. 190 is 190 foods. It's a simple little kit we send home with patients. They prick their finger. They get some drops of blood. They put it on this little test strip or this card, and it gets shipped off to a laboratory. And then they test 95 or 190 foods, depending on what panel we order. The test results come back to my clinic, usually in 10 days to 2 weeks, and it will have a report. And it'll show which foods have no sensitivities or are safe, and which foods have moderate sensitivities and which ones have severe. And then we use that information. We sit down with the patient or consult with them over the phone, and we teach them which foods they need to kind of clean up in the diet and how to rotate some of these foods in and out of their diet, which foods they can safely have and don't have to worry about. And it's a simple approach, but it's a marvelous approach because it is the root cause for all these things we listed many times. And when you get the root cause and you nail it with the right testing and get the right diagnosis, and then you treat that cause, guess what? Symptoms disappear. Conditions that have been there for months or years go away because you've actually fixed the problem. You've treated the cause. You've done more than just cover up the symptom. So in conclusion, here's what I would say. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said this: "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." He had it right. Food is the most overlooked cause of many health challenges that you and I struggle with, and yet it's the thing that's least tested. And so we need to look at food, to look at our diet to see if that could be causing our health problem, and also use food and healthy eating and nutrition to fix many of our health challenges and problems. Look for the cause and treat the cause. So on our next episode of Treat the Cause, which will be on May 25th on KLGRA, and we're going to at 11:30, it's a Saturday, we always do them on Saturdays at 11:30, we're going to talk about some cases, some patients of mine who came in with various symptoms, various problems, and we're going to talk about the testing we did, the food sensitivity testing, and then we're going to talk about how they responded, how the testing changed their life, how they were so, many of them, it was life-changing for them, finding out what it was that was causing their problem, and then changing some simple things in their diet, and then seeing how they respond. And I think you're going to be encouraged by a lot of these cases I share. I think you're going to find that if you have one of these health problems that we mentioned, that you can do this too. And so check out our website at redrockchiro.com. Check out the functional medicine tab. Under there, you'll find information about food sensitivity testing. And we look forward to talking to you on our next episode of Treat the Cause, and we thank you for joining us today. I hope you found it educational, informational, and most of all, inspiring. Have a wonderful day, and thank you.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.